Can you hear me?
Hey,
how's it going? How you doing?
Well, if you got your Bibles, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 6.
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter number 6, and if you would, whenever you find your place, would you stand and give reverence to the reading of God's Word? 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. We'll start down there in verse number 14. Second Corinthians 6 and verse number 14. Bible says in verse number 14, it says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
Yes.
And what communication have light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?
Yes.
And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of a living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. It says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. And here in verse number 16 on down through 18, I guess, where I want to take my message from tonight, if I could, it says, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of a living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." And I got to thinking about this, and I got to thinking about in the day that we live in, Dustin, there's a lot of people that's going around saying that they are Christians. And, you know, they come to church and they'll say amen, and they'll come to church and they might even sing a song. Or maybe preachers might even stand and preach. And, you know, they'll come and they'll wear the suits and the nice clothes. And you'll come to church and you'll smile and let on like everything's perfect in your life. But whenever we get out of church, come Monday morning, you're just like the rest of the world. Whenever we get back out into the world, we start acting the same way. You know, that's just a mess that we're in right now. On Sundays, everybody's a Christian. Whenever you go visit them, everybody's a Christian. Wednesday nights, everybody's a Christian. But the Bible says to be ye separate, Dustin. And I got to thinking about this, and pretty much what it, whenever I got to reading this, and especially in verse number 17, it says, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." And whenever it said, "Come out from among them," whenever I got to thinking about that, before you come out from among them, pretty much you're blending in with them. And I got to thinking about camouflage, for instance, I guess. And I got to thinking about die whenever we're deer hunting and things like that. Whenever you go hunting, or whenever you go deer hunting or turkey hunting or duck hunting, whatever you do, you're going to wear camouflage 99% of the time. You know, you're not going to go out there in a big white T-shirt, or you're not going to go out there in a big blue shirt, or anything like that. You're going to wear the appropriate clothing to blend in with your surroundings. That way you don't give yourself away. That way, you know, you blend in with your surroundings. And I got to thinking about what a lot of people are right now. And Jesse, there's a lot of people that's camouflaged Christians. You know, they'll just blend in with the world. They say, "Well, I'm saved. I'm a Christian. You know, I do this, I do that, I go to church here." But whenever you see them, they're blending in with the world, Justin. You can't tell no difference from them. You can't tell by the way they act, by the way they talk, what they do, where they go, Delmer. You can't not tell any difference between a so-called Christian, Rick, and a lost person. And I got to thinking about them, what camouflage does, and the first thing that I was thinking about, it makes you blend in with your surroundings. And you know, by Romans 12, 2, it says, "And be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And John 15, 19, It says, if we were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And you know, what a sad, what a scary place to be in, and what a sad place to be in is to be claiming that you're saved and to be claiming that you're a Christian, but your fruits that you bear do not add up to it. Whenever you're out in the world with a bunch of lost people, are you going along with the dirty jokes? Are you going along with what they're doing? Are you acting the same way they do? Or are you going to try to be saved? Separate. Think about it today. I mean, you think about this. I mean, we don't want to blend in with the world. No. We need to be different.
Right.
You know, if you're saved, there ought to be something different about you.
Right.
You know, I mean, it ain't that, you know, you're not trying to impress everybody or anything like that, Delmer. You're not trying to make everybody happy and stuff like that. We need to, the only thing that we're worried about and our main motive should be, Jordan, is making the Lord happy.
Right.
You know, I mean, it seems like a lot of times, you know, we always try to impress people, Dustin. We always try, whenever we get out in the world and whenever we get out, you know, at our job or wherever we're at, we're always trying to impress other people. If that means going along with something that they're talking about that's not right, or doing something that they're doing that's not right, it doesn't, you know, we don't want to offend anybody or anything like that. We don't want to make anybody mad or anything like that. But there is some things that we need to stand up for. And we need to stand up for the Lord.
Yeah.
We ought not to blend in with the world. The world, I mean, it should be, I mean, honestly, whenever you're out there and whenever you're out just in general in life, Jordan, that should be a dead giveaway that you're saved. There should be a dead, I mean, you think, I mean, there should be a big difference. People ought to be able to look at you. You shouldn't have to wear a t-shirt that says, I'm saved, or I go to Amazing Grace Baptist Church, or anything like that, or I'm a Christian. You don't have to wear Bible verses. You don't have to put a bumper sticker on your car or anything like that. People ought to see something different about you. It's a serious thing.
Yes, sir.
And 2 Corinthians 4:3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And you know, that's one thing. I don't want my kids to grow up thinking, you know, we go to church and things like that. You know, is daddy really saved? You know, or anything like that? I mean, what a scary place that would be. I mean, how awful would that be if your own children had to wonder if their mommy and daddy was a Christian or not? I mean, think about it. I mean, what are we doing right now to help our kids? I mean, I fall short at that sometimes. I do. I fall short at maybe pulling my kids aside and maybe reading the Bible to them or telling them about the Lord sometimes and stuff like that. But, you know, Jude, he'll come to me and say, Daddy, I learned a Bible verse at Bible school last week.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he'll come and he'll start asking me and Haley questions. He'll say, or one of these days we're going to fly with the Lord. I said, praise God. That's right. I mean, in a three-year-old's mind, I mean, that's right. He said, the Lord's going to come get us and we're going to fly with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm telling you, I mean, he's picking up on things a little bit as we go. It makes me feel a little bit better about it. But if we was all honest with ourselves, we don't all do it like we should. I mean, we don't all act the way that we should. We don't all talk the way that we should around our children or anything like that. We don't always tell them about, you know, the Lord and things. I mean, it seems like a lot of times we're so busy. We got so much going on that we just ain't really got time to read our Bible with the kids tonight. Or we ain't got time to pray, or we ain't got time to do this. But how, I mean, that's what I'm saying in 2 Corinthians 4. Like I said, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Right.
That's my main prayer right now, Ty, is whenever my boys get to the age where the Lord deals with them.
Hey.
Whatever that may be. There's no certain age. Whenever, if they're 5 or if they're 15, I don't care. As long as they just heed to the calling of God.
Hey.
That's one of my main prayers right now, that they would get born again one of these days. But what am I going to do to help that?
Hey.
What can I show them to help that? I need to be what I need to be. I don't need to be acting like the world. I don't need to be hiding the gospel. I don't need to be trying to blend in with the world or anything like that. There needs to be something different that they see about mom and dad. There needs to be something different that they see about how we act.
Yeah.
There needs to be something different that they see about our church.
Yeah.
I mean, this morning, I mean, think about the service that we had. I mean, how great is it that the Lord would just meet with us and just dwell in here with us just for a little while?
Praise God.
I mean, what a serious, sobering thing it is that the Lord would just give us a little bit of His time this morning.
Praise the Lord.
That's what I'm saying about seeing a difference in our church. I don't want my children being raised up in a dead church.
Right.
I don't want my children being raised up listening to dead preaching. I want them to know that there's something different. That we don't have to be like everybody else. That we don't have to go where everybody else goes. I want them to know the Lord. I want them to know that there's joy in this thing.
Yeah.
That it ain't always depressing.
Right.
That it ain't always dead. That it ain't always a show, or that we don't just act it out or build it up. I want them to know what the Holy Spirit's like.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But if we're blending in with the world, if me and Haley's acting like every other mom and dad around, if we're doing everything that they're doing, if our church is doing everything that everybody else is doing, how are they supposed to know that we're not supposed to blend in? How are they supposed to know that we're how are we supposed to know that they are supposed to be different than everybody else? I'm not saying they have to act better than everybody else or anything like that, if they're more privileged or anything, but there is a standard that the Lord requires of us.
Hey.
That might make people mad.
No, that's good.
That's okay. I mean, that's fine. As long as it makes the Lord happy, I'm fine with it. But a lot of times we catch ourselves blending in, just going along with what everybody else is doing, acting like everybody else, talking like everybody else, being like everybody else. But we need to be separate is what the Bible says.
That's right.
We got to be different, Dustin. Because I'm accountable for my family. I'm accountable for my kids. So if I raise them up and they don't, I mean, what do? If they see daddy acting like a lost person, if they see daddy doing this and doing that, what kind of light am I being to them?
Oh, my. That's good. Thank God. That's real good. Yeah.
You know, Psalms 1, verse 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful."
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times we get to where we're afraid that we're going to offend somebody.
Yes.
You know, the people ask, say, "Well, can your kids come over here for a little while?" No, I don't want them to be around that.
Right.
Or, "Why don't y'all come over here and hang out with us?" Or, "Why don't you go eat with us?" Or whatever. No, I don't want to be around that. Because I'm different. I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody, Jordan, but we're supposed to be different.
Right.
And, I mean, it's not a real good thing to be a Christian and say that you're a Christian and then you blend in with everybody else.
Right.
We don't want to do that. And this goes to my next point that I got. It creates deception.
Yeah.
So first we see what camouflage does. It makes you blend in with your surroundings.
Right.
And then the next thing it does is it creates deception.
Yep.
It deceives you. You know, whenever you're hunting or something like that, you know, if there's a big buck or a turkey or whatever that gets real close to you within 10 yards of you or something, they think that you're a tree the whole time.
Yeah.
They're quickly going to find out that they're going to die.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I mean, that's just the truth about it. So therefore it says in Galatians 6:7-8 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And, you know, we don't want to create a deception.
Right.
We don't want to deceive people.
Right.
You know, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, I'll go into it a little bit. But if you're out and about, out in the world, say you're up at the Walmart, and you're acting out of the way, you're acting mean to everybody, acting hateful to everybody, and somebody, a lost person that's been in this church, walks by you and says, "Hey, don't you go to Amazing Grace?" But you was just giving that cashier down the road for not scanning your stuff fast enough. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, that we create a deception. I seen him singing a song in church the other day. But I just seen him at the bar Saturday night. I mean, you get what I'm saying? You don't want to be a camouflaged Christian. You don't want to be somebody that creates some kind of deception to somebody. Because I'm telling you right now, that's a real serious thing. You can shipwreck somebody and they'll die and go to hell. I mean, saying that you're something whenever you're not, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Whenever you're, like I said, whenever you're out and about doing whatever you do, and someone sees you, hears you saying dirty words, and, you know, they see you acting out of the way to somebody, and they say, "Well, he goes to Amazing Grace. You know, his pastor's Kevin Sexton. I cannot believe he'd act like that. I just seen him standing up there preaching the other day.
Uh-oh.
I'll use myself.
Go ahead.
I just heard him preaching the other day, and he's out here acting like this towards somebody.
Go ahead.
That deceives people.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives them a misleading image. And, you know, how awful would that be? You know, around a bunch of lost people. If you're just out and, you know, the first time you're around them or something, you talk to them and you say, hey, I'm a Christian. You know, I go to Amazing Grace. I'm saved. We'd like to have you and stuff like that. And the next time they see you're doing something that you're not supposed to. You're acting out of the way. You're doing something wrong. What kind of image does that lay on Amazing Grace? How does that make our pastor look? How does that make our church look? How does that make, think about it. I mean, everything that we do reflects on the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, everything in our lives, whatever it is, I mean, there's so many different instances and so many different things that we do that we got going on, Nathaniel. But everything that we do, if you claim to be saved, reflects on the Lord. You might make Kevin look bad. You might make me look bad. You might make the church look bad. But you don't want to make God look bad. You don't want to make the Lord look bad. For it's anybody that you want to try to make good, it's the Lord. So, that's what I'm saying. We don't need to deceive people. We don't, especially this week. I mean, you know, all these kids are going to come and we're going to try to love on them and try to be good to them. But as soon as you snap at one of them and you jump onto one of them or you say something out of the way to one of them, what are they going to think about you? They'll say, well, I thought that man loved me. I thought these people were here to be good to me.
Preach.
And now they're being mean to me.
Preach.
I don't want to be a Christian. I don't want to be saved. That's how people's going to act. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but I mean, that's how people work.
Yeah.
Lost people, they look for every little thing at a saved people just to pick them apart.
Wow.
That way they can have an excuse.
Yeah.
That way they can justify what they do. So that's what I'm saying. You don't want to create an illusion for somebody. That's my next point here. I'll go ahead and go on into it. And then the next thing that camouflage does, it makes an illusion. It's kind of like deception, but it throws a misleading image.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, if I'm out there duck hunting or whatever I'm doing, and I'm in a layout blind or something around all these decoys that's around me, and them geese or whatever that's flying in or ducks, they don't know any different. They think that is just a little pile of straw and there's a whole flock of geese around it.
Right.
But then, whenever they start getting above it, and then you pop out and they see what you are. That's what I'm saying. It's a misleading image.
Right.
Same way, whatever you do. I mean, if you're in the army, if you've been in the army, I mean, you try to do that same thing to deceive who's looking for you.
Right.
So, that's what I'm saying. I mean, 2 Corinthians 3, I'll flip over there and read that.
Hey.
But.
Second
Timothy. Second Timothy. 2 Timothy 3. I'll start in verse 1. It says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall become lovers of their self, or lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, content, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Yep.
I'm afraid that right now we have there's a lot of people that has just a form of godliness.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm saying, they, on the front side of it, they're what they're supposed to be. They're doing what they're supposed to do. You know, they might wear the t-shirt that says I'm saved. But on the back side of that thing, they're just as lost as a ball in high weeds.
Go ahead.
There's preachers that stand and preach.
Yes.
That are just as lost as a doper out on the side of the road.
Yep.
There's people that stand and sing that are just as lost.
You better believe it.
There's people that sit in church and say amen. People that read their Bible that are just lost.
Yep.
They've got everybody tricked. They've just got, and they think that they're okay, is the scary thing.
Yeah.
They think that they're all right, but they just got a form of godliness.
Right.
And that creates an illusion for all the lost people. You know, the lost people are looking at us. If you're in here today and you're saved, There's lost people in here tonight.
Sure.
I know for a fact that there is. There's lost people here tonight.
Yeah.
And they're watching every move that we make. Do we want to confuse them?
That's good preaching.
God does not do any kind of confusion.
Hey.
We do. We might. The devil does. We might confuse people sometimes. We might create an illusion that, you know, they say, well, that looks pretty good. But on the backside of that thing, oh man, did you hear what they did? Did you hear what they done? We don't want to do that. We don't want to cause any kind of confusion. We want to, our main goal, we want to make salvation just as simple as possible. We don't want to say, you know, this is the standard, this is the standard, this is the standard. The Bible, as far as I know, the Bible says you must be born again. And that's it. It doesn't take a repeat after me prayer. It doesn't take a wash in Wolf River, nothing like that. It takes the blood of Christ and that's it. Hebrews, or 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, for God is not the author of confusion.
That's right.
And we shouldn't be the author. We shouldn't be confusing people. I mean, it should be pretty much if you're saved, what you see is what you get. We should be the same all the time. I know it's hard sometimes, but we ought to be the same all the time. You know, the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're not like Him. You know, we change a lot. Our moods change, our actions change, things like that. You know, we might be in a good mood, Justin. We might be in a bad mood. We'd be happy, we'd be sad, all those things. But we need to try our hardest to just try to love everybody.
Hey.
Try to be the same.
Yeah.
You know, whenever someone sees you, you don't want to be out inviting somebody to church down and out. You don't want to say, man, you know, I've got all these bills, my washing machine quit working, my refrigerator's warm, all that stuff. Why don't you just come to church with us? That doesn't make us look good. I mean, think about it. There's joy in this thing, Josh. We should be happy about serving the Lord. We shouldn't blend in. We shouldn't always have a bad attitude like everybody else out there does. You know, we should be happy. We got something to look forward to. I'll give you this real quick and I'll be done. Matthew 26.
That's good.
Matthew 26 and 69. It says, right here, this is what I'm talking about. You know, a lot of times there's Christians that we act like we don't know the Lord. We act like, you know, I'll give you this. It says, now Peter sat without in the palace, and the damsel came unto him, saying, thou also waste with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out onto the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I know not the man. And after a while came unto him, they stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. There's a lot of people running around right now that they're denying it.
Yes.
You know, just because everybody else is doing it, they're going along with it.
Go ahead.
Just because everyone else, I mean, as far as I know, that Lord loved Peter.
Yep.
I mean, he did. But Peter still denied him. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be a camouflage Christian.
That's right.
You don't want to be out here acting like you don't know the Lord just to try to impress everybody else. You don't want to be out here going along with what everybody else is doing, talking like they're talking, doing what they're doing, acting the way that they're acting. We got to be different. Just like I read in 2 Corinthians, the Bible says, be ye separate. So we don't want to be a camouflage Christian. We don't want to blend in with the world. We don't want to deceive people. We don't want to make an illusion to for people to make things different about us. We need to always be consistent as much as we can.
Yes,
so I'm done preaching. If everyone would stand, I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Kevin.